chapter number 26, and we'll begin reading in verse 12. Acts chapter number 26. I thought about finishing up the sermon I started last Wednesday night, but the Lord didn't give me liberty. But Acts chapter number 26 and verse 12, we'll pick this up right in the middle, or right toward the beginning, excuse me, of Paul giving his testimony to King Agrippa. And so we're in Acts chapter number 26, verse 12. The Bible says, "Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." By the way, it says there they should repent and turn to God. If repentance was turning to God, then he wouldn't have said repent and turn to God. That would have been repetitive. He just said repent and turn to God. So repentance is a change of mind, and then you turn to God. A repentance is a change of mind that leads to a turning to God. That's not a part of the message. That's free. That's a rabbit. But I caught him, Brother Mike. I caught him, and I shot him. All right, verse 21. "For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles." And if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, I'd like for you to mark the two words right there in verse 22. I continue. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for all you've done. And Lord, I pray that you'll fill me with thy Spirit. Lord, help me to say only that which you'd have me to say. Help me to lift up the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak to the hearts of these people. And Lord, speak to my heart. And God, help us to be closer to you. And help us to determine now that we'll be obedient to whatever it is that you lay on our hearts to do. Bless this message, Lord. I pray that you'll help us. And Lord, use us in Jesus' name. Amen. So in verses 16 through 18, here Paul is in front of King Agrippa, and he's giving his testimony, telling him how he got saved on that road to Damascus. And in verses 16 through 18, Paul gets his orders. The Lord tells him, says, "Rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee." So you're a minister, and I'm sending you now to the Gentiles, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So he says, here's your job. And by the way, when you come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, he asks two questions. Who are you? You got to determine who he is. Is he Lord? Is he your Savior? And once you get that straightened out, then you ask him the second question, what do you want me to do? And when he tells you what he wants you to do, you go do it. And this is what Paul did. And he says, here's what you're going to do, Paul. I want you to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And then in verse 19, he says, I wasn't disobedient. I did it. I did just what you asked me to do, Lord. And then he says in verse 22, that he obtained help, the help of God, and he says, I continue. Between that day in Damascus and this day in front of King Agrippa, many, many things happened. to the Apostle Paul and through the Apostle Paul, but many happened to him. And let's look at it real quickly. Let's look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. We'll read a couple of verses. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10. Paul says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience." And then verse 11, he says, "Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me." So he talks about his persecutions and his afflictions and all these different cities where they happened. And what persecutions I endured. Man, I went through some tough times. And then he goes into more detail in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you like to turn there, verse number 22. Verse 22, he says, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands." And then read on through verse or through chapter 12. "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. But whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. But such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me." And many people believe that Paul's talking about himself there when he, in the first part of chapter 12, when one of those times he was stoned, that he actually died and saw heaven and saw some things that it's not lawful for a man to utter. So look at all those things from verse 22 all the way down through the first part of chapter 12. All those things happened in between the time that Paul met Jesus on that road to Damascus, and this time that he's in front of King Agrippa. All those things have happened. And he says back in Acts chapter 26, "But I obtained, having obtained help of God, I continue. But wait a minute, Paul. Wait a minute. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one, but I continue. Thrice was I beaten with rods, but I continue. Once was I stoned, but I continue. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, but I continue." And I could go on and on. "In perils of water, I continued. In the fire, I continued. In perils by my own countrymen, I continued. But I was shipwrecked, I continued. I was in the deep for a day and a night, but I continued." He says, I continue. And all those things, 3 missionary journeys that Paul went on, he continued. All throughout all of these things, all these perils that he went through, Paul said, I continue. And I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. The sermon isn't as long as the introduction, I don't think. At least it wasn't when I preached it to myself in the car. Got saved three times today. It was great. By the way, ask Bella the words to the song, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. She was singing the other night, Burdens Are Lifted at Celery. Celery, celery. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it's funny. Number one, back in Acts chapter 26. You guys must not want me to preach very long because nobody got me any water. Number one. Paul obtained help. Number one, Paul obtained help. Look at it there in verse number 22. Acts 26, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God. Help of God. That word obtained there has the idea of hitting the mark. Paul needed some help, and he was shooting for it, and he hit it when he met someone named Jesus Christ. And Jesus helped him. Jesus helped him. And God gave him aid. He gave him all that he needed. He ran to his rescue. And the Bible says here that Paul obtained help. He obtained help. All those times that Paul was going through trouble, all those perils that he was in, the times he was shipwrecked, the times he was beaten, the times he was whipped with the cat of nine tails and all those things. And you know all about that and how they put stones and glass and all these things in the end. I notice nobody's getting up to get me any water. How he put all those things in the end of the whip, and they would whip him and tear it back, and it would just tear the flesh. All those times, he says, but I obtained help of God. God rushed to his rescue, ran to his aid, and all of those perils. Paul needed somebody, and the Lord helped him. He didn't say, I received, don't get up, Brother Vic, I'm just kidding. He didn't say, I obtained help from the apostles, right? He didn't say, having obtained help of my own countrymen. He didn't say, I obtained help by anybody else, by the churches. No, he obtained help of God. God helped him and ran to his rescue. That's who we need. That's who we need to run to our rescue. Amen? That's who I want. If I need help, I want God to aid me. And, you know, it's been said more than once in these last couple of months, it's been said how we're going through a trial. And we need to obtain help of God. And I think God wants to give it to us. We just need to be ready to receive it. We need to be ready to receive it. Paul obtained help. And in Acts chapter 27, Acts chapter 27, this is one of the times that Paul was shipwrecked. And in verse 25, he's talked to God, and God's told him, don't worry about this. I'm going to take care of you. Thank you, dear brother. Oh, now I get to preach another half an hour. What? Gotcha. In verse 25, he says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. God said, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to see you through this. I'm going to get you through this shipwreck, and everybody's going to survive. And everybody did. And Paul said, I believe God. Paul obtained help. I saw a man on the side of the road the other day who wanted you to think he was homeless. I don't know if he was. I say he wanted you to think that he is because I see a lot of them that have a nice little Ford Explorer sport track, you know, four-door sport utility vehicle or something on the side of the road where they go and they get water out of and all that. I don't know how homeless he was, if he could have that kind of truck, you know. But anyway, I saw this man on the side of the road, and he held up a sign, and it said, everybody needs a little help sometime. And he was trying to get people to help him. Some would. But you know what? Whether he needed it or he didn't need it, everybody does need a little help sometime. And Paul needed help, and he obtained help of God, according to what the Bible says. He says, having therefore obtained help of God. And then number two, not only Paul obtained help, but Paul obtained help to continue. He says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. And the word continue means to cause to stand, to make firm, to keep its place, keep intact, to stand immovable, safe and sound, and unharmed. Now, how could Paul say that? How could he say that I'm safe and sound and unharmed? Well, because he had received help. He had obtained help of God. How could Paul say, I'm safe and sound in the middle of the sea, a day and a night in the sea? Well, because he had obtained help of God. How could he have said that he was safe and sound when he obviously wasn't safe and sound, when those whips and those cat of nine tails was ripping the flesh off his back, and he was being beaten with those rods, and he was in all those perils and fastings, and then not to mention all that, but just the care of the churches. How could Paul say, I'm safe and sound, and I'm unharmed? Well, because he was continuing, because God had given him help. Paul obtained help, but he obtained help to continue. He says, I started out obeying God's command to preach. In fact, look at Galatians chapter number 4. We'll mention this in just a minute as well. But Galatians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. So I started out preaching the gospel, and I'm going to continue. I'm not moving from that job. I'm not going to quit preaching the gospel. I'm not going to quit going to the Gentiles. I know I've been through all those perils and all those things have happened, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to continue because I've obtained help of God. So Paul obtained help, but he obtained help to continue. That same word, continue, is translated a little bit differently in Matthew chapter 2. This is the same word. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, talking about the wise men, the Bible says, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. That star just stood over where Jesus laid, where he was born, where that little boy was, just stood over it, just stayed right there, so everybody would know where they ought to go. Just shined right there where Jesus was. And Paul said, I continue. Just like that star stood over the place where Jesus was, he said, I'm going to stand right where I'm at, doing the job that God gave me to do. He told me a long time ago, Agrippa, a long time ago, he said, I want you to go and preach to the Gentiles and turn them from Satan unto God and preach to them forgiveness of sins, get them saved, preach the gospel to them, and I'm not going to quit. Just as long as that star is going to stand over Jesus, and as long as Jesus is who he says he is, I'm going to continue because I obtained help. Paul obtained help, and he obtained help to continue. And number three, let's see what Paul obtained help to continue doing. Paul obtained help to continue going. He obtained help to continue in God's word, and he obtained help to continue in the gospel. Now look at it back in Acts chapter number 22, chapter 26, excuse me. Verse 22, he says, I continue unto this day witnessing both the small and great. So he obtained help to continue going. He witnessed. I've been through all this stuff since I got saved on that road to Damascus. People had to let me down the wall in a basket to keep me from getting killed. I was stoned and died and went to heaven. I've been beaten. All of these things happened. But I'm going to continue going, and I'm going to continue preaching to these people. I'm going to continue witnessing. He's going to continue going. We ought to continue going. And you know what? I've got to say this, and I should have done better about this, but we need to be soul winning as a church. We ought to be soul winning as individuals. But we need to be out knocking on doors as a church again. And we quit that. We need to do it again. We need to pick it up again. And I know that I can't just say, well, we're going to start it and we're going to do it. I can't just say that for the church and speak for everybody, but I can speak for my family, and we're going to be out there knocking on doors. And we're going to be out there. In fact, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to go out knocking on some doors. And if y'all want to come, come on. We'll load up in the church van. Because God's convicted me about this, and he stirred me up. And that man that preached on Sunday talked about it. We ought to be soul winning. Whether this church is going to fall into the ground and all of a sudden there's going to be a new gulf here, a new lake here, whether it does that or not, we ought to be out there knocking on doors, trying to rescue people from hell. Forget the sinkhole. We ought to try to be rescuing people from hell. Paul said, I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue going, continue witnessing. And by the way, he says to small and great. Here he's talking to King Agrippa, but he wasn't above talking to a seller of purple named Lydia. He wasn't above talking to a possessed little girl. He wasn't above talking to people that just needed Jesus. He said, I'm going to talk to small and great. That's what we ought to do. We shouldn't decide who we ought to give the gospel to. But he says, I obtained help to continue going. He obtained help to continue in God's word. He obtained help to continue in God's word. He says there in verse 22, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. And the prophets and Moses made up the Old Testament. And so this is the only Bible they had when this was written. They didn't have the New Testament. Paul couldn't turn to the book of 1 Corinthians and read anything out of it because he hadn't written it yet. Or if he had, it wasn't part of the Bible yet. And so he's talking about the prophets and Moses. That makes up the Old Testament. That's the Bible. And he says, I'm going to continue in God's word. And when I'm going out there witnessing to both small and great, I'm not going to say anything else than what the Bible says. We ought to go out and we ought to tell them what Jesus did for us. But we ought to get them as fast as we can to God's word. Tell them how much God loves them and that their sin ought to be paid for and that Jesus died to pay for their sin and get them saved. Get them right to that Bible. We ought to continue in that. And this church, I don't think, since we've been here especially, and I'm guessing for the 58 years it's been in existence, I don't think it's ever moved from this book. And amen, I appreciate that. And I'm glad there's a lot of churches that are moving from this book and going to other ones. Or they're going to other things and they're not preaching the Bible. They're twisting it maybe. Or maybe they're just getting up and preaching a political sermon or a social sermon or something other than what the Bible says. A lot of people go out and they try to get somebody saved. You see the JWs and whatever else out there. I can't tell the story, can I? I'll tell you later. It's funny. The JWs and all these other cults are out there. They're knocking on doors, and they're giving somebody something else other than this book. But when we go out, and when we go out witnessing to small and great, then we need to give them the gospel. We need to give them God's word. I just got ahead of myself. We need to give them God's word. We give them God's word, everything will be fine. I did hear a story, not the one that Beth won't let me tell. A man in Australia hadn't been saved very long, and some JWs, Jehovah Witnesses, they call them false Jehovah Witnesses over there, or Jehovah's False Witnesses or something like that over in Australia, he said. And they came and knocked on this man's door, and he hadn't been saved very long, but he knew that what they were telling him wasn't right. And he got his Bible out, and he argued with them for a little bit, and then he decided to quit, and he let them go on their way. And he grabbed his Bible and followed them. And they said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm going with you. He said, you spread your poison, and I'll just give them the antidote right behind you. and he did, and I guess they quit and left the neighborhood, you know. But we ought to continue in God's word. We ought to continue going. Paul said, I obtained help to continue going. He obtained help to continue in God's word, and he obtained help to continue in the gospel. And he says in verse 23 that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. That's the gospel. If you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we won't turn there, but the Bible says there in the first few verses that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is good news. It's good news. That's what the gospel means. That's what the word gospel means, good news. And it gives light to a dark world. That's what it does. That's what Paul's job was. That's what our job is, to go out and preach the gospel. We ought to go in God's word and in the gospel. We ought to continue doing that. And the Bible says that Christ brought light to the world, and we ought to bring Christ, who is that light, to the world. And he says there that he's going to show light unto the people, that Christ should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So Paul obtained help of God. He obtained help of God to continue. And he obtained help of God to continue going in God's word and in the gospel. And tonight I say we ought to continue. We ought to continue. Paul preached the gospel from the first. He said, we already read it, Galatians 4:13. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And then he said here in our text, I continue unto this day. And then Acts chapter 28, verse 30. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He started strong, he continued, and he ended strong. And he says, I have obtained help of God, and I continue, and I'm going to continue, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue going. I'm going to continue going in God's word, and I'm going to continue going in the gospel because I've obtained help of God. And I want to say something because I love you. I hear a lot of talk, and honestly, that please get this. It's from my heart. And I love you. I hear a lot of talk about what we're going to do. I hear a lot of talk about merging with another church. I hear a lot of talk about closing our doors. But I don't hear a lot of talk of continuing. We ought to continue. East Sly Avenue Baptist Church ought to continue. I don't mean here, but this isn't the church. This isn't the church, and this isn't the church, and that's not the church. That's nice. I remember when we painted it. That's not the church. I thought about turning the lights out and going out in the parking lot, but Greg Locke just did that last Sunday night at his church, and I didn't want y'all to think I copied him. It would have been copying him, because that's where I got the idea, but I didn't want y'all to know that. We ought to continue, whether it be here or in the parking lot or down the street or in the field or anywhere else for that matter. We ought to continue. This church ought to continue. Your family ought to continue. You as an individual ought to continue going. You ought to continue in God's word, and you ought to continue in the gospel. Paul was able to continue because of the one who gave him help. And he says, having therefore obtained help of God to quit, to give up, he said, having obtained help of God, I continue. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. And God, I pray that you'll help us to continue. Lord, help us not to back down. Help us not to quit. Help us not to let the devil have his way. But God, help us to keep going. And if we're not going, Lord, help us to start going. God, please help us to do what you've called us to do as a church. Help us to continue to do that. In Jesus' name. With every head